today, I don't know, we're kind of in a, I hate to say quiet mode, because that means it's going to get raucous again at those city council meetings, but tell me what's basically been working on the agenda on your radar screen.
Well, we're fixing in enter into the budget process over the next few months, and as the staff would call it, the council's wish list. Of course, I've been meeting with staff already, and you know, funds are always limited unless we raise taxes or increase revenues, and we've already had a lot of projects that have been voted on by the council this past year that are pretty much going to take up those additional funds for the next fiscal year. You also have additional firefighters and police officers that we're going to be adding to the staff, and so there's ongoing maintenance and costs there. And so there's a lot of things that I would like to see done over the next few years, so things I'll be pushing for, and I think other council members would agree. And you know, there's always wonderful things that need to be taking place in Bryan, but you know, you have to prioritize which are the most important. Is it street improvements? Is it expansions? Is it pools, parks and recreation, senior centers, infrastructure projects, you know, increases to salaries and wages for our staff, and new garbage trucks, you know, so
you got to do that too. I saw another one of those rentals driving down the street the other day, so that goes on. Let's talk a little bit about, I think every county and every city is concerned about what goes on in Austin, because they want to trumpet the idea of being able to cut taxes, which everybody likes, but if they decide that they're going to cut property taxes, that's going to make an impact on every municipality in every county. So as one of those municipalities, as you watch that, what are your thoughts as you watch what's going on there?
Well, Scott, I see it from both sides. I pay quite a bit in property taxes. That's hitting home this week as we're getting our, opening up our mail and seeing our assessments. But the valuations keep going up here in Bryan-College Station. I would say that the cities of Bryan and College Station have been very conservative with the spending over the years. You know, sometimes crazy things go on in other Texas cities, and then we pay the price for it. So, you know, we haven't raised our city tax rate in the 10 years that I've been on the city council. We've reduced the tax rate. I think most of the local governmental entities in the Brazos Valley can say that they've kept it the same or reduced it over the years. But in other areas, they continue to raise and raise and tax, and it hurts and hits all families in our area. So it's something that we have to be conservative on our spending, spend those tax dollars wisely, be cognizant of what we do and hold the line. But in other areas, and I've owned property in other counties and other cities, it's crazy some of the things that they're doing, and they keep going up and going up, and not sure we're getting the best value for our dollars. But I think here locally, I do advocate local control, and I do think a lot of the folks may not know what goes on in Austin. They definitely may not know what goes on in D.C., but they definitely know what goes on at the city council and school board levels and the county levels here locally, and they're not happy with it. They'll vote you out of office, they'll make a change, and they'll definitely come to your council meetings and tell you about it. So we definitely try to be conservative with those dollars and spend them wisely, but sometimes other cities will abuse it, and so then you have to have measures statewide to implement those increases.
What kind of assurance do you get that there's not going to be a hole there? I mean, you think you're going to have so much revenue, and something happens in Austin that causes that to not be the case. What do you have to do? Because you have a certain level you do need to meet.
Absolutely, and I'm happy with the growth that we're experiencing here in Bryan-College Station. The economy's been doing better than most. I mean, I always say that Bryan-College Station's doing better than most cities in Texas, and Texas is doing better than most states in the United States. And so we're fortunate here. You know, we've got Texas University in our backyard, and Blinn College, and a lot of business and industry that's growing here. A lot of people that want to come here and retire here. A lot of folks that are spending their dollars here when they send their kids and when they retire, and invest here. So we're fortunate. So those concerns aren't going to be the same as what you'll have in other Texas cities where they don't have a vibrant economy and they're not growing at the levels we're growing here in BCS and Aggieland. So, you know, we're fortunate and, you know, that we've got those dollars coming in without having to raise taxes.
Sure. Finally today, again, over in Austin, it appears that there'll be some state-level guidelines as far as fracking is concerned. Does that impact anything that you have in place in Bryan, or would it change anything as far as what you have in Bryan?
We haven't met with our attorneys and staff yet about the new bills that are being passed. That's something we'll be talking with them about to see what impacts it may have on our current fracking ordinances. I would say we're probably middle of the road in regards to those ordinances. We're not one extreme or the other, and so we haven't had many issues with it. I know they've talked about it in College Station more so than we have in Bryan, but if it will have an impact on us, it's something we'll have to adjust and work out. But we've always had a great relationship in dealing with the oil and gas industry here and working with the neighborhoods and with the city for the benefit of all parties.
Sure. Thanks for the time this morning. Is there anything else you want to add to the list?
Absolutely, Scott. Again, want to push and press that Bryan Parks and Rec is looking for lifeguards and summer camp counselors. It's that time of year. If you're not already a certified lifeguard, the city will reimburse newly hired lifeguards 50% for the cost of certification courses. Also, the city secretary's office is accepting application from Bryan residents age 55 and older to serve on our new senior advisory committee. So the applications are available on our website, bryantx.gov, or you can call the city secretary's office at 209-5008 to obtain an application, but we'll be appointing those positions here over the next few months. And then finally, the Bryan Fire Department is accepting applications for firefighter and paramedic positions, but the deadline to apply is today. So go to the city's website, bryantx.gov, for more information if you'd like to apply.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for the time again.
Thank you, Scott.